Strait of Hormuz stalemate drives oil to a 20% monthly surge. Brent crude and West Texas Intermediate both closed July sitting on a 20% monthly gain, the kind of move, analysts noted, that feeds directly into transportation costs, manufacturing inputs, food prices, and ultimately the inflation figures that determine central bank interest rate decisions. Traffic through the Strait of Hormuz, the choke point through which roughly 20% of global oil supply passes daily, partially recovered by Friday, but no diplomatic breakthrough accompanied the improvement. The U.S.-Iran conflict has entered what observers described as an extended stalemate, not a conventional shooting war, but a persistent disruption of a critical maritime passage. Asian buyers, including China, Japan, and South Korea, are rerouting shipments at significantly higher cost, while U.S. domestic producers find higher prices beneficial to their balance sheets, even as American consumers pay more at the pump. European energy markets, already stressed from prior supply disruptions, face additional pressure. An Iranian lawmaker publicly warned this week that Israel might formally join the U.S. war effort, statements that, while not reflecting official policy, widen the market's perceived risk envelope. Meanwhile, U.S. Energy Information Administration data showed American reactors purchased more Russian enriched uranium in 2025 than in prior years, rising to 26% of purchases from 17% a decade ago, a dependence on Russian nuclear fuel that sits in tension with the administration's active conflict posture toward Iran over energy security. Amazon surfaced as an unexpected data point in the parallel tariff story. The company received $600 million in tariff refunds on goods apparently qualifying for drawback under prior rates, and announced it would pass some of that savings to customers, the precise amount and timeline unspecified. Critics also pointed out this week that roughly half of U.S. imports remain exempt from new Trump tariff duties, with many exempt categories linked, according to those critics, to forced labor supply chains, including goods from Xinjiang. The energy picture is further complicated by forecasters warning the 2026 El Niño event could set all-time intensity records, affecting agricultural output, hydropower, and wildfire risk simultaneously. Edison International's CEO confirmed this week that company equipment likely caused the 2025 Eaton fire in California, which killed 19 people. A reminder that climate volatility and energy market volatility are increasingly the same story.